There you go. I saw you popping. Yes. Okay, Gumi, you're actually... We are here, girl. Hey, girl. Hey, girl. Okay.
Hey,
so
girl.
So, what's up, everybody? It's your girl, T. I know it's been a while. Listen, it's a lot going on out here because when you debut on a book that's actually doing well, things tend to move a little differently out here in these streets. And so... I just want to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be, or whatever time you're listening. Hey, girl. Hey, girl. Hey, mama. So today, this is going to be a fun episode. I'm going to tell y'all now, I don't know where it's going to go. Okay. We are talking about on the other side of neurodiversity as a mom. I am legit diagnosed with ADHD, as is my guest. And so we always talk about our letters, and our letters are probably going to be lettering on this episode. Just yes. FYI. Because I had sent her the email, the prep email, not realizing that I did not change out her questions. And so I don't know where we're going to go today. But if y'all hold on and trust me, all right, we're going to get to the other side of this episode. That might be the nice title to the episode. Getting to the other side of this podcast. So I want to introduce my friend, my sister. Like, this woman is amazing. I love her so much. I slid in her DMs like a semi-crazed groupie. Not like trying to get at her, but I was like, yo, we have your book on our shelf. And she seemed really approachable, but I really didn't know she really wasn't approachable in real life. But she is approachable. And I slid up in things, and we've been rocking and rolling ever since then. My kids buy her book at Book Fair almost all the time, and it makes me very upset because we have the books on the shelf. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Ashley Franklin, extraordinaire author, wonderful educator, to the podcast. Welcome, Ashley.
You are hilarious. But thank you, friend. I'm glad that we finally get a chance to do this, as we've tried several times. And life was lifing so hard, and it's trying to life at us now. But we persevering, we pushing through and everything. And I'm really proud of us. But like she said, that's who I am. I'm Ashley Franklin. I write, I teach, I'm mom. I write for kids, but thank you, adults, for buying those books, because they don't got no money. Kids don't got no money.
Oh, they so don't got no money.
I appreciate you. Yeah. They're like our broke little best friends, but they going to be on come up, because that's what we're here for, to help them and nurture them and help them to outrun poverty the best that we can.
Amen. And the church said amen on that. Pass the offering plate. That was good stuff right there.
Thank you.
Unscripted, unprompted. Okay, like we always do, we always do a momspirational quote. And this one comes from Sarah Solden. I hope I said your name right. But she is the author of Radical Guide for Women with ADHD, Embrace Neurodiversity, Live Boldly, and Breakthrough Barriers. That is a mouthful for someone who has ADHD. Anyway, it says, the quote says, you have to take a leap of faith and believe that living an authentic life of personal power and pride is more important than the fear and pain that have been holding you back. Listen, I feel like I should read that again. That was a word. You have to take a leap of faith and believe that living an authentic life of personal power and pride is more important than the fear and pain that have been holding you back. I feel like as moms with ADHD and having children who are either on the spectrum or have also ADHD as well, that's kind of a powerful quote. So before I even give my two cents about it, when you hear that, what do you think?
Actually, when I hear that, I feel seen. I feel recognized for the struggles day in and day out that we can experience, because like you said, it's not just us, it's mm-hmm. the little ones. So we have to be aware of our temperament, of how we move, because, you know, as moms, we want to always project the best for our kids, but we don't want to get caught up in projecting something that's not real.
Right. Yeah, that's so good. Yeah, because I was thinking about that, like, last night, the oldest one was, like, on 1,000. And I was like, oh, my God, how do I navigate this? Because if I'm also neurodiverse with her, I'm also triggered in this space. Right. Your loud screaming is taking me. Like, it's not, like, regular, like, oh, my gosh, this is getting on my nerves. It's like, my brain is trying to compute what is happening. Bless you.
Thank you.
And I'm trying to move through this. But like you said, it makes me feel seen just as a woman, like, you know, mm-hmm. trying to navigate in this life, like showing up for myself and also showing up for these kids. It's not always easy. When you found out that you had, some letters, as we call them over here. How did that change you, just, I guess, just as a person, as a woman? Like, did that change you for the good, for the better? Like, what do you think?
I don't want to say that it changed me. I want to say that it was reaffirming because I've had people along the way be like, hey, did you ever think that maybe you might have, and I had friends with ADHD, like, hey, you're real familiar, you know, it's wow. And looking back, you know, they always say hindsight is 2020, and looking back, it was clear. It was clear mm-hmm. as day, how I could hyperfixate on something at the absolute last minute. Okay, I thought it was, I thrive under pressure. It's like, nah, babes, you just can't. Mm-hmm. You can't. The way that I need to function, the executive function is dysfunctioning. It's dysfunctional. It ain't knowing what it's supposed to be doing. You know, and just, you know, as a mom, when you're going through that whole process of getting your kids situated, because mm-hmm. we don't want them to go through life on expert mode for no reason, on a hard mode. We want to kind of soften it a little bit. And even in passing, which is kind of funny, you know, dealing with their therapist, trying to help them out, you know, their therapist will kind of slide it in there. Like, you know, this tends to be hereditary. You know? Like, oh, you know,
shade, no tea.
Right. You know, oh, it's just like you. You know, it's some of the skills, you know, like using visual timers and having to actually have a plan, a to-do list, no matter how much I hate it. Because, God, I hate to-do lists. Like, how's this paper the boss in me? I hate them, but I need it.
Yeah. I need to know where I'm going. Yeah, like the paper serves to know where I'm going. It's a funny story. Speaking of friends, y'all, with Ashley, who told me I probably had ADHD. Like, so it started, but it starts with the kids, though, right? It starts with, like, why is my kid acting this way? I'm going to go get my kids seen about. And so I remember I was talking to a girlfriend of mine who does behavior psychology, and she was telling me, oh, well, Sid probably, you know, it could be autism, but it also could be ADHD, because we were dealing with these really big feels and emotions. Now, if you grew up in the 80s and 90s, those type of big feels were not permitted, okay? You got beat, whoopings, whatever you want to call it, spanked, whatever. You had to shut that shit down all the way, okay? You were not about to do all that. Now, my kids have a little bit more grace. We practicing a little bit, you know, respecting as humans. I get a little bit more leeway. And so I'm not used to seeing the person's child roll on the ground, okay, falling out. Because if I had did that at her age, I've been rolled up, okay? So I'm like, look at it. I'm like, this, I don't even know how to handle this. Is this regular? This normal? You know, and so I was sharing with my girlfriend about that. And she was like, it could be ADHD because one, like I said, executive function is being able to emotionally regulate. And I was like, oh. So I went down the rabbit hole like most people with ADHD do. And started to focus in on the symptoms of ADHD. And as I'm looking at them, I'm checking off boxes for myself. And I was like, ah, well, interesting. This is quite interesting. And so I went.
There's so much paperwork. There's so much paperwork with that.
So much. And like, they make you do a test. Did you do a test with the square? And it was like 20 minutes, I think it was. I don't know how long it was, but I was upset looking at this screen. I was like, y'all make kids do this? Ugh. And I had to leave my phone. I couldn't have my watch on me. So I was like itching to like do anything but look for this square that I had to like keep my eyes on the screen. And they have of course, there's a camera watching you, make sure you don't leak your stuff. So I'm like... But, you know, lo and behold, I had it. And it all makes sense. And life became, like you say, hindsight 20/20. Like, I look back and I think about, like, how it was a huge missed opportunity. Because when I got to high school, that's when I started flunking classes. That's when my grades started to tank within high school. I failed high school honors English. I couldn't understand math to save my life. I was like, I don't... The letters, why, first of all, why are there letters? I don't understand. Why, I don't know what A plus B, I don't even know how we got A plus B divided by D to get 72. I don't know. I'm not sure. And I just remember those 4 years, in addition to moving around, were traumatic. But looking back, it was like, I needed help. And in college, I thought I was that student. Like you, like, I was studying an hour for a test and make an A. In law school, I discovered that didn't work real quick. But it was my thing. Like you said, I thrived under this so-called pressure. And I needed that fire to get stuff done. Because I thought that's just how it worked. And I realized, yes, dysfunctional executive functioning happening. And Ashley told me, you didn't know you had ADHD?
Wait. First of all, you're not going to say that like I said it matter of factly. I was concerned, and I said it with love as a friend, because like I told you, thought that was one of the reasons and ways we had connected, because we was the same. So I was a bit perplexed when you was like, oh, there's something to share with you. Because you made it like such a big, serious moment. It's me we're talking about, like, hey, yeah, I thought it was something like real deep and intense. You were like, yeah, ADHD. I'm like, what you do? No,
it was a selling point. I didn't know that you knew all this time that I had the letters. Yes, it was a big moment. It was huge.
I'm not aware. That was part of the package. I didn't know you were completely in the dark, and it was such a pivotal moment for you. I just thought you were going in for like some extra confirmation or something. Not that you was like caught unaware and no, off Negro. Guard. My bad.
Yeah, your
my
bad.
My bad. I was thrown off too. To be fair, I too was shocked. Okay? What about me?
So how did you find out about you? Like, did you go get diagnosed, or did you do the self? You get on my nerves.
No, actually, I am actually an advocate of people who can clearly self-diagnose for said reasons that are clear and obvious. Like I said, my kids have been through therapist after therapist, and each of those, you know how they have the parents come in to some of the meetings and give you the rundown? That was in every meeting. Like, yeah, tends to run in families, and the awkward silence and then blinking. Like,
you know, talking about you, ma'am. You're like, you're talking about you.
Right, you, ma'am. It's you. You know, or it's just, he talks a lot about you, and it seems like you guys have so much in common.
Hint, hint.
Oh, hint, hint. And you know, my last therapist, you know, I was like, so, I know you be taking notes and everything. I was like, so what you got in your notes? She's like, oh, clearly, you have this. Like,
oh.
Well, first of all, ma'am, you have to say it like that.
Yeah, need with all so that much extra, energy.
All that extra spice. Like, fine. And, you know, I hate that. Extra spice. Everybody asked for that, spicy ma'am. But I hate that testing can be a barrier for so many because of accessibility and just getting an appointment and the financial accessibility of it.
Yes.
Because you got to have some good insurance a lot of times to get some of these tests done. And with the way this country is set up, that is not a luxury that everybody has. And so I firmly believe that those who are, like, I could totally, like, make an appointment, you know, blessings on blessings, because my husband's insurance, that A1. I could totally go.
Yeah,
and make an appointment and get an official diagnosis, but what is it going to change? I'm not going to suddenly get extra visual time. It's like,
I
pretty much have my life set up in a way that was helpful to my children before I even got their diagnosis, because I was trying to help myself. So I've had the visual timers. You know, we have the poster board that's actually a whiteboard, so I can write down things so I don't forget them. You know, my phone, I'm one of those people that has all the alarms set, because I just don't need to know what time it is. Like, I have my to-do list. It's on paper. I'm probably going to set that paper down. And then you wonder where it is. But at least I know I need a backup. So I will have meetings and things. I'll have them in my phone.
Yeah.
For like 15 minutes before, like, girl, you got a meeting. Do something with yourself. You know? Yeah.
Put a lip gloss on or something. Put a bra on.
You know, unchap them lips.
Yeah.
Do what you need to do.
Unchap them lips, lift them boobs up. That's what I did for today. So that I wasn't going to put no bra on, because you know.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I did it for you. I knew I was going to be on camera. So I was like, let me put this bra on today and sit these little puppy tears up.
Have the girls sitting where they need to be sat at.
But they don't sit where they used to sit no more. And so I do have to.
Breastfeeding. Did you breastfeed?
Yes, all three. And, you know, it just.
That's the only time I had boobs, bro.
They were so voluptuous, and
I felt brand new. I think I was too powerful, so they got taken back. So
yes. And so the kids say they look like slime. That's where we are now. And until they look like slime, puppy dog ears.
My personal favorite is
raindrops. Yeah.
Sorry, Flynn. That's kind of rough.
Keep me your thoughts and prayers, as they say.
But I can't talk bad about my little friends, because, like you said, they're my biggest supporters.
But they're shady. It's okay.
Being on the phone with you one time, you're like, you go to the book fair, do not buy Not Quite So White. Don't you buy that book again.
Again.
I got it anyway.
And she came in the car She's so proud. She was like, I said, what you have to do for? I got Auntie Ashley's book. Again. The book that's sitting on your bookshelf that I told you not to buy. But it was, to be fair, it's her money. And I feel like I should talk to my publisher about this. Like, just give me the stacks of books so my kids don't have to buy. Like, at this point, as an author for Scholastic, give me book fair gift cards up front for my kids. Like,
I think that's smart.
Put that part of my deal. Give me, because these books are full price. There are no discounts. Even for me. I don't get no
inflation
discount.
Done hit everywhere. We need all the help we can
Yo,
get.
I need everything. Okay, back on topic. Where were we going? Oh, you were talking about the timer. See, this is, again, ADHD at its finest. We didn't go off track. So, you are the reason why I started getting the timer. I have just one timer. I actually just told one of my best friends, she was doing laundry last week, and I told her I put a timer on when I need to fold up laundry. So that way, because my mind is like, we got to beat the timer. So like when I want to move and do something, I set a timer to help me. And the kids know when I put a timer on, like it's either one to like transition them, because sometimes that helps with transitioning off of certain things, even though they still might cut up, but at least the timer is there. I use a timer. We use it for our writing sprints. We have a timer. But like you said, the calendar stuff, like I have the paper, but I need to put it in my phone. Because for more than likely, the phone is going to be near me. Because the note, like my planner might be at the house and might not be coming with me. So at least if I have my phone.
I have a backpack everywhere.
I do have the backpack.
I am a grown Dora.
Okay. My God.
Yeah, I am. Because I'm always afraid, like, I need stuff. And I think, you know, and that might be a sensory thing, too, having the weight on my back. Like, I know I have my stuff. Like, I physically feel my things. And I'm not like, I forgot some things. Like, and then I'd be stressed. And then
I might fight or flight
over my stuff.
You know, that makes sense because, like, I have a big bag, too. I need to get a bigger bag. So that's when I travel now, I carry my travel one. And I have everything in there. But, like, I have a little makeup bag, which has, like, my lotion, pads, tampons, toothbrush, toothpaste. Like, I have all, like, an emergency kit in this backpack. You're right. I might need a bigger one, though. But I don't, like, then my back be hurt. We 40. You can just be carrying all this stuff on our backs like this.
You are 40. I still have some months left, okay?
Oh. Oh. Shots fired. You raggedy heifer. Your time is coming. Your time is coming. Your time. Oh. Oh. Oh, God. Oh. I don't even know where to go. Well, y'all, it's been real. Ashley won't be back.
I'll be back.
But yeah, that's so true. It's so helpful. So, okay. So if there are mommies out there diagnosed or even thinking like they may have it, first of all, like what would you say, like for those who think they may have it, like what should they do? Like what advice would you give them to at least take the steps to figure it out?
Okay, so first of all, I would say take some time with yourself, because a diagnosis of anything is something you really need to think about and consider. Mm-hmm. Some people don't handle news about themselves particularly well if it's not good news. You know, some people, when they get types of news about something that may be quote unquote wrong with them or different about them, it may be a sense of relief because now they have a reason, you know, for why certain behaviors or things went the way that they went in their life, you know? So I think step one is actually prep yourself for the outcome of, yes, you have it, yes, you don't, you know, kind of think about the emotions you might feel, kind of mentally prepare yourself, because again, that is the initial step with you, because once you are prepared and you've accepted, you know, the yay or the nay, you know, then you can tell who you want to tell. You know, it might be your spouse or if your kids haven't been diagnosed, you know, that's a whole nother thing. Like, if you've seen some struggles, or, you know, you are butting heads with your kids, like, could this have been the reason? Are you overstimulated? Because everybody in this house has some sort of overstimulation that is caused by something that makes the other person happy.
So true.
It is fantastic.
So true.
Some of them like loud noises, some don't. So try to find solutions that can make your house a happy home. If it's earplugs, you know, if it is, you know what, before bed, let's all take 10 minutes to meditate, or, you know, or let's have a safe word or a code word, or if someone's overstimulated, they just say that word and everybody chills out. Let that person go to their room or do what they need to do to get back to regulating. So first step is check yourself and accept yourself. That's what I would say.
Check and accept.
Yeah, check and accept. And then after that, take the steps to make your house a home.
Yeah.
Find peace. Find inner peace, outer peace, and make that the norm, because you can control what's in your house more so than the outside world.
Yeah. And routine is so key, I would say. Like, that's something we've been working on, is building a routine. And so usually my kids are in some type of activity or sport, but this year I needed a break personally. From doing all the things. But one of the things I needed to get was a routine for them. So two things, like, we start is dinner is at 6. We're in the bed by 8:30. Really 8 o'clock, because I know that it's going to take another 30 or so minutes before everyone, like, really winds themselves down. So, like, between 7:45, 8, we're making our way upstairs unless they catch me slipping. But y'all gonna be in that bed at 8:30. Come hook or crook. Do you need a nighttime vitamin to assist you? How can I help you? But I have found getting a routine really starting with me. Because I feel like as moms that we have to realize that our house functions the way we function. So really, if we're chaotic, if we are all over the place, everybody else is going to be all over the place too. And so I've really been working on the nighttime routine. I need to get the morning routine locked down, because I really desire to get up earlier before the house. The time when I was doing that, it was actually helpful. I was getting up at like 4:30. I was on a deadline. And so I was getting up at 4:30, and I was using that time to like pray and then like do some devotion and then start my writing. And going into my writing time before I had to get the kids up. And it was helpful. It was a routine that was helpful, because it allowed me time to myself to get myself together. And so I think, especially if you have any type of neurodiversity, a routine is going to be helpful, and especially helpful for kids, whether they're neurotypical or not. Kids thrive on routine. So I would also add, like, having a routine, getting that in place. The visual timer is game changer. Much better than my phone. Much better than my phone. Do you have, like, a favorite timer that you use?
It's pink. And it has, you know, for the time. It is that one.
Yes! The Sakura. Yeah, that's what I got. I got to get some more, though. I need to get some left for the kids. I feel like I need more timers. But I'm trying not to do that, because this is a real thing with the ADHD tax. That's a whole other episode by itself. Have the impulse buy-in. Y'all, that's why I go to the grocery store double buying, because you didn't check.
Bro, I got 6 things of foil, and I'm like, what all am I foiling?
Did I get my foil? Well, thanks for saying that. I think I forgot to get some foil. I need to do that when we get off.
Consult with your primary care physician. That's something else you should clearly consider.
Oh, yes.
You do think that, you know, you would like a formal diagnosis, or even just to bring it up to them, because mm-hmm. they may be able to make a suggestion, like in the community resources for you yes. or your children. You uh-huh. know, it takes a village. I'm currently taking applications from my village because it's getting kind of rough. It's rough when you don't live near family and your kids Facts. Is big. My kids is big. My kids is big.
Yeah, big.
Groceries is a lot. Somebody, they is, ain't they big? My babies.
I need to find friends with EBT cards.
And anyway, I can see.
I need to find friends that got a hookup at Walmart or something.
I mean, you
get them groceries. Can I get a big discount?
They don't get discounts at Walmart. They don't treat their employees right. But anyway, it's neither here nor there.
You know, I live in the land of Walmart, though, bro. So it's like,
I know.
It'd be easy.
I feel like you should be able to talk to them. You, right there.
Okay.
Hey, friends.
Hey.
Hey. I need some bread.
It's me.
I need some bread. You want me to read some books? I need some books for some bread and some milk and some eggs.
Bring bartering
back up. But no, but seriously, and also I would take it a step further, like if you can afford it, if you have the insurance, it's nothing like dealing with an actual psychiatrist mm-hmm. that specializes in that. We've been blessed to find a Black psychiatrist who does these type of disorders, and she's been great. And I really like her because her name is, like, super Black. Like, it's Black History Month. Okay. There's certain things I like Black. And I like some of my doctors to be Blackity Black. And she's Black. And I love it.
See, you have that luxury. I stay in a very
less melanated state.
Area. Yes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Sometimes you gotta get what you get, and you
but
can't
if
throw
it
fit.
Can be good, yeah. If not, what? Not you. Okay, Dr. Suits. Ouch. No, but but if you can, because I found with some primary care positions, they're just gonna give you the known type of medications. You may not mm-hmm. even need medication, or if you need medication, there's so many types of medications right. that's out there. Like, we have the oldest on a non-stimulant, because I didn't want her on a stimulant. I wanted to take a more conservative route with her. I have a stimulant, but I didn't want the, like, what's the ones, the Adderall or the kind mm-hmm. that they just throw out there? Give me something.
And there'll be a shortage of that every now and then. Like,
right. Like, mine ain't
so
gonna
now
be no
what?
Shortage.
We were situated, but now all of a sudden now we not. So now we back at square one. So that's why it also helps to have non-medication plans for assistance.
Yes. So good. What would you say is like your favorite non-medicated like plan? Like if you were out of medication, what would you do?
Oh my good Lord. So mindfulness helps a lot. You know, mm-hmm. that's when we have to dig more into planned break. You know, yeah. that's when paying more attention to the physical cues of other people in the house. Like, hey, how about mm-hmm. a nap? Or just go to your room and relax with the book for a while because you're being a lot. And
yep.
I think that might help you to kind of regulate. Or even, hey, let's put on YouTube and let's have a dance party because you are sensory seeking a lot, and let's mm-hmm. try to get that into something organized that can get that out of you.
Yeah.
So we can move on. So you're just not like walking around and bumping into a wall or bumping into your brother. It's just like, why is that an option? We're not human bumper cars. So let's try to get a handle on that. And
yeah,
non-medication definitely requires you to be more in tune. And,
yes.
you know, as moms, that's something we usually are anyway, but we cannot do that if we ourselves are on fumes, if we haven't catered Oof. To ourselves. Have we journaled? Have we prayed? Have we meditated? Have we even drank our freaking water? What have we done?
Yeah.
Because we can't help out the babies if we haven't helped out ourselves. So patience, yep. love, extending that kindness. And, yep. you know, sometimes it's just, you know what, let's hug it out. And if they're older, verbalize, what do you need from me? How yeah. are you struggling right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah. that helps.
Yeah, I think you hit on the head, though, too, like making sure that you are taking care of you first as mom. Mm-hmm. Because one of the things, especially that we're moving into at Mom Things, is saving moms first. Putting mm-hmm. that oxygen mask on first. Like they tell you on the airline.
Like the airplane joint.
Yeah, that's what they tell us. Like they got it right. Like I can't help you if I'm not breathing. And so because I too have ADHD, I also need to step back for a moment and recenter mm-hmm. myself. So for me, I've been working out more because that definitely helps with, because on top yeah. of ADHD, there's anxiety. So mm-hmm. it helps me. It actually almost, allows me to think I can come off on medication when I'm working out, when I'm eating well, and I'm sleeping. Okay.
That part gets tricky. Yes. That whole sleep thing.
Listen, we got an episode that's coming up. We're going to talk about perimenopause and menopause because Because
I'm
listen,
tired of looking at the ceiling at 3:00. Like, what's happening here?
Listen, because it's just, what? it's not fun to wake up as if I never slept. I'd be wide awake. Like,
and ADHD does not help that with your mind running 10,000 miles per hour. And like, I don't even get to shut mine down when I'm asleep because it still be going. But my therapist did help me to stop doing that. So that was fun. Actually, she just told me to knock it off. So, yeah, my child actually was the link in that because he likes factual things. So he's always on YouTube mm-hmm. looking for random facts and things. And mm-hmm. I was telling him about my dreams and he was like, Mommy, I think you're lucid dreaming. I was like, I brought up to my therapist. She was like, you are. She's like, wait a minute. Do you control your dreams? I was like, yeah, all the time. I think you're getting sleep. She's like, what can you control in your dreams? I was like, everything. Like, I can talk to myself in my dreams, like, yo, you about to do something real stupid. Like, why would you go through this door? Like, close the door. Matter of fact, I don't want to be in this dream anymore. Like, let's switch to something else. Let's change the whole thing. She's like, ha, you really think you're asleep like that? I was like,
yeah.
No way you say it like that.
You're saying that I'm not. That's what it sounds like.
Right. She was like, could you stop that for a while? Because, like, perhaps, like, it's just something. But I've done that since I was younger. But I've always slept like crap since I was younger, too.
Oh, that makes so much sense. Yeah, because, like, especially if it's a bad dream and I see what's about to happen to me, I'm not fixing to die in my own dream.
That. Why go through that mental stress? Like, yeah. It's my imagination. Hard pass. Hard is
no,
the pass.
No, I don't want that. So I definitely do the meditation. I throw on that headspace. And I love a good visualization mm-hmm. better than the breathing or the noting that they'd be trying to get me to do. I'm like, I don't want that. I want to visualize it, which makes me really mad because I think they like when I find one I like, they'll like switch it up on purpose. I need to talk to the people at Headspace about that. I don't like that. But I have my favorites because like this one guy, he'll come on, he'll like, you are safe. I'm like, yes. Let me out.
Tell me more about this safety.
Like, tell me more about my safety, honey. But it has been helpful for me, especially mm-hmm. like, and even for the kids, like they'll do meditation now. It's kind of like part of the routine. Like they have to have meditation to help them with sleep. One of the kids started doing found chapter books on her Alexa. Okay. And then the boy. It just depends with him. Usually I could put, it just really depends. Yeah. I don't know what to expect with him, but I have put my book on for him. Shameless plug. I Am My Ancestor's Wildest Dream is on Audible. And so I will play that for him. And he likes it. Because, I mean, it's quite frankly, it's a good book. It's a good book to read aloud.
So we just kind of find different ways, but I will say the meditation has helped wind me down at nighttime because the way my brain be like,
yeah, still thinking doing about all the things. Everything.
Yeah, right. Figuring out story. No. Yeah. We don't got to write a book right
Take
now.
It down. Yeah. Have y'all tried yoga when the boys were little? And I can't think of what it was now, but it was this chick on YouTube, and she would do yoga like to story.
Yes, yes. She does like trolls. So we have done yoga. So sometimes we'll do that. When they just be stressing me though, because like they don't want to stay focused on it, and I'd be like into it because I like doing it, yeah. And so I'd be like, you know what, just turn it off. But maybe that could be part of our nighttime routine. Maybe before bed, as a wind down, we can do a yoga exercise together and wind them down. We might try that tonight. That might be a good idea
because that might be a smoother transition and be like they're running around. All right, knock it off. At least you're slowing down the motions and the movement that you're doing.
Yeah.
Before they get in the bed.
And then you'll get in the bed. Like, now we're doing yoga. Now we can get story time going, read book. See, my kids at bedtime, though, they wild. They be like, they want to pray. They want to drink water. They all of a sudden, they hungry again.
They ain't that when they the thirstiest?
The thirstiest. And I had never heard the longest prayers in my life. Like, these are Thanksgiving time prayers. You know, when your uncle gets up there to pray, like that's what we're on at night. It's like, I want to thank you, God, for the trees, the lily in the valleys. Thank you, God, so much for, oh, God, the sun. Yes, the sun.
Yes.
Mom, what else should I pray for? Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.
Of this right now.
Yeah, the end, because what are we doing? But yeah, so maybe we'll try the yoga, see if that kind of also helps with winding them down. So before we wrap up, do you have like any tips for mamas who are like us, got letters, overstimulated, trying to navigate this life with these babies? What would be your, I guess, top three tips for moms? Oh, you excited.
Bring back time out. Bring back time out.
Wait a minute. What? We is talking. Okay, continue.
Yes. Time out. Not for the babies, but for yourself.
Oh, preach.
You ain't even see that coming.
I didn't see it coming. Plot twist.
Yes, bring back mommy time outs and be honest about your needs to your partners and to your children. I am not above saying mommy needs a time out when I'm overstimulated and I will go to my room if I need to put on the soft music or just lay there in the quiet, in the dark until I can get myself back together so that I can fulfill the needs of others successfully and not be even more worn down. Like, you have to do what you have to do. So, yes, those
like
mommy
that.
Time outs, they can be at night. They can be, you know what? I'm reserving this time on this particular day or evening. And you know what?
Yeah. I love it. So, what would be the second one? What happened? Oh, wait a minute. Hold on, y'all. So I am loving the mommy time out. So what would be the second thing you would recommend to moms?
Your village. Fortify, solidify your village. If you have neurospicy friends, reach out to them. Take some time to vent, you know, because they understand. They get it. If you have friends that, you know, they are neurotypical, don't be afraid to share, you know, your struggles. Because they may have some tips that they don't even realize could help you in your life. Like, we all have our private struggles and our private wins. But if we actually work together, think about how much more that we can do and thrive in, you know, as moms.
Yeah, I love that. What about, so we got our mommy time out. We got our village. Mm-hmm. And what would be the last thing you would say?
Last thing I would say would be to read. I have to say that as an author, but I do honestly mean it. Read so you have a solid foundation of something that you are actively pouring into yourself. I don't care if it's a self-help book, if it's your Bible, if it's your Quran, if it's whatever you pull from that needs to strengthen you regularly, I encourage you to read it. We live in such a fast-paced society and world that, yeah, we're always on our phones, but it's something about actually holding a book. Yes. It's being intentional with the time and space for yourself. And that's a small pleasure, and I think that we owe that to ourselves.
I love it. I love it. Actually, you were fantastic. I'm so proud of us. Like, we didn't get too off the beaten trail or anything. Like, we did really good. I'm so proud of us.
We did. Yay, we got really off a couple of times. We did.
Couple of times, but we circled back.
We came back. We brought it back around.
I'm so proud. Okay, so before we leave, I'd love for you to share what you're working on, if you're able to, and like kind of what's next for you, how people can find you, all that jazz.
What's next for me? October the 8th, my next picture book, Xavier's Voice, will be out. Super proud and excited because you have a book coming out in October too. And it's my birthday month, so go
And you'll finally be 40. Yay. Let's continue.
Yeah, gave you an opening and you took it. And that's why I love you. See, it was right there. How can you find me? You can find me on Twitter or X or whatever you want to associate with that, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. I'm on there as different Ashley. I'm Ashley Franklin Writes on the Instagram. And I'm Ashley Franklin on Facebook. So you can find me all those places. And my website, which is AshleyFranklinWrites.com. I'm there.
Don't worry. I'll link all that. Yes, buy her beautiful books. They are so good, especially if you are of the Muslim faith and you are looking for that representation for your children. She is fantastic out there showing that representation because all kids and all people deserve to be seen. And that's what I love.
Neurotypical, nerdy, spicy. On faith, specific faiths. I try to have a little something for everybody.
Listen, yes. For all the people, because we need it, because everybody deserves to be seen in that space. And yes, I do have a book coming out October 15th called When Black Girls Dream Big. It is the companion book to I Am My Ancestors' Wildest Dreams. And so we're at the same literary agency, and I was talking to my agent, and I was telling her, I have seen the trajectory, like in my writing, like how it keeps getting better and better.
I love that.
It's like you can see the evolution of it. And it's just like Ancestors is really good, but When Black Girls Dream Big,
takes it up a notch.
Man, it takes it up a notch for real. And so I'm excited about that. And then, of course, Mom Tings, we have relaunched our mommy bags, the pre-packed hospital bags. So those are out there. So if you go to momtings.com, you can get that, and there probably might be a special offer for all my podcast listeners, you know, for you. I have to thank you for your support. So go over there onto Mom Tings and, you know, save a mama first. Get her that bag. Buy yourself a shirt. Remind yourself of the boss that you are. But yes, this was fun. We must do this again.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Well, I love you.
Love you
and
too.
I hope you have a fantastic day. And I love y'all. Y'all know I love my mamas out there. Thank y'all for listening. And you know how we do. Until the next time, I will see y'all on the other side. Bye, y'all.